This story takes place in Avendir, which is like a kingdom in the clouds. So, in a land far up in the highest reaches, where the clouds we see from below become a sea to those who reside there above, where a great amethyst stone shines brilliantly with the sun and the moon. That is where the Avendirians flourish, a place set away from the world and away from the terrors of war. Dark black hair, momentarily blocked, blinding sunlight from reaching his eyes, as young Avrion jotted down his findings of the day. Around him, little puffs of feather danced as he wrote. The entry was as follows. Amethine owl. Owls with plum-tinted feathers that give off an iridescent glow, not unlike that of amethyst. The owls are nocturnal creatures and only appear on the nights of half-moons. The young boy continued to write, his own feathery wings shuddering softly in the night air. Nights like this were magical. The half-moon sat cryptic in the sky, as the most adorable owl puffs ran about on the ground near Avrion's booted feet. The little owl puffs had recently hatched, and Avrion wasn't going to miss a moment like this to sketch and write about these wondrous creatures, even if it meant sleeping a little bit later. One of the owls curiously approached, glancing at the book in his hands. Avrion smiled softly. "Looks like you fancy this, don't ya?" He held the well-worn field journal and turned it to face the tiny owl. "That's you, right there." He pointed at the sketch of the little bird and winked. "Hope I got your eyes right." The fledgling owl seemed to nod, then run off to join his puffy parliament. Avrion finished up the page and shut his journal with satisfaction. "Well, I best get going," he said to the owlets. "Time for me to get some shut-eye." He waved to the owls and stepped quietly away into the moonlit night. Out in the distance, there stood a tall tower, hewn from sky stone. After a long walk, Avrion joined the tower, with the half moon ever shining overhead. He could have just as easily flown home, but Avrion liked peaceful walks in moonlight, so he had done like nights before, he walked home. Upon reaching the door of the tower, he cinched tight his pack, and then spread great raven black wings. With rushing wind, he launched himself up into the air, to the top of the tower. At the top, a veranda was waiting, and here he landed, tucking back in his wings against the cold night. He went inside, and quickly fell asleep.